You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And welcome to Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Alicia Thomas. And y'all, I've got a special soul on this podcast today. I met her when I was about to leave the national tour of Beautiful, the Carole King musical, and while she was coming into the show. And so we crossed over briefly, and in that brief time, I really grew to admire her, and I see her from afar, and I just... I get really happy when I talk to her and when I see her, and she is such a light. She doesn't throw this around or flaunt this at all, but she is Broadway. She is Broadway. She was in Sweet Charity, the original. She was in Lion King. She was in the original Broadway cast of Memphis. She was in Liz Estrada Jones, Avenue Q, and Miss... Before this pandemic, she was about to be in Mrs. Doubtfire. She's a teacher, an educator, and a mother still somehow with a fierce little body. Y'all help me welcome Laquette Charnel Pringle.
You are so sweet. That is an incredible introduction.
Girl, I'm so happy to see you. How are you doing?
You know, I'm here, man. I was saying in therapy this morning how I cannot believe Thanksgiving is next week. So I'm just a little like shook.
Like, next week.
Yeah.
What is this year? I'm like, truly, I'm like, can it please end?
My God.
But we've been, okay, first of all, where are you in the world?
I'm in Alexandria, Virginia, at my mother-in-law's house. We've been here since March.
Bah. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And in March, I should know this timeline, especially since Doubtfire kicked Beautiful out of the Sondheim. Remember that? But where were you guys in production? Were you in previews? Had you opened?
I don't even want to say we weren't even really cooking. I mean, I think we had maybe two previews.
Yeah. Oh, so you were in previews. That is cooking.
I mean, two, I wouldn't say is cooking. I say if we had gotten through that full first week, that would have been,
okay.
You know, the gas stove was on. But in the process of what is a Broadway show, putting up a new Broadway show, oh boy, we hadn't even really started going. We hadn't, are you kidding me? Two previews?
I mean, it's not, Laquette, that's not nothing. But I do get what you're saying, though.
It's not.
And I need to take a moment and just lay the foundation really quick and bring it back to you. Before Doubtfire was, even about to be mounted. I think they'd done it out of town. They went on a huge casting call looking for a swing to cover this dance track, to cover these wild vocals. Everybody went in, y'all, if you're listening, everybody went in for this track.
Oh.
I went in for this track, and it was such an experience that I wrote a whole blog about it. I was in the dance call and was like, I am about to fierce this out. I was in the front row, in the center. I was like, everybody back down. This is my next Broadway show. Let's go. Yes. The first count was a kick to the face. I said, oh my God.
Yes.
Uh-oh. What's the second count? We hadn't even gotten to the dance number with the tap shoes before I had walked out of the audition.
No.
Yes. Yes. Okay, y'all, I need you, if you have ever read my blog, or even if you haven't, this is one blog that you need to read. It's called An Audition Miracle, which is funny because I ended up getting a callback, but oh, I did not get the job. You know who did get the job? Laquette Charnel Pringle. Like, can we take a moment and, like, first of all, applaud and congratulate you? Because to me, that is an impossible job. Like, honestly, I had girls call me. They were like, was your blog post about Doubtfire? I was like, yes, yes. I just want you to know that when I found out it was you, my heart could not have been bigger. And also, I was like, work.
Oh.
I knew you were fierce. But when I heard that it was you who got that, I was like, oh, she's fierce, fierce. Laquette, can you speak on it?
This is too funny. I'm shooken because I didn't realize all this was happening.
Yes. Yes.
This is funny. You know, I auditioned for this show kind of just to, this is so crazy to say on the record, but I just wanted to get back in the swing of things. I had just had a baby 3 months prior via C-section. So I was just like, I just need to play. I haven't had energy in months. I think I remember how to do this. I think this is what I do.
Shut up right now.
I got to be honest with you. I felt the same way in that dance audition. Because
I don't believe you.
I promise, Salisha.
I don't believe you.
I promise, friend.
First of all, you're a dancer.
I am.
So there's no way we felt the same.
But considering the fact that I had not danced in close to a year, and I had just had a C-section in delivering my first child 3 months prior. So my body was not in dance shape. It was barely in shape. But alas, I went and, made past some cuts. And I thought inside of that audition, I thought to myself, this is a feat. Whomever they cast, this is going to be a thing. Because the vocals for the understudy track that we were doing was so massive. And the dancing was massive. So it did not fall short on me, the responsibility that this track was asking for.
Wow. And so when Broadway does get back up and running again, I cannot wait to go and support. I cannot wait to see you in the role, because that is special.
Yeah.
That is, to me, it's like whatever God has for you, you know?
I appreciate that. It'll be nice to be back. It'll be nice to be around people and not be afraid to be around people, you know? Can we talk about it? It will be really nice to be back. And, you know, dare I say, it's been such a a journey just getting to a place in my, not only my career, but within the comfortability of my craft to be able to cover all of the women in this show, from Charity to Cameron Adams. And, you know, I just, it each woman is so incredibly special. And, you know, being a swing is difficult because there's so much to do, but it's difficult emotionally if what you love doing is being on stage. So I'm excited to be around people, but more importantly, I'm excited to play with all of the people who are inside of the show and to use the colors that I've been cultivating over really the course of my life to create all of this with.
I love listening to you because I was in a swing position before the like I've never been a swing in my life. And so we were 11 days into rehearsals, nowhere near previews or anything for the Britney Spears musical. And I'm like, I've never been a swing before. What? I have no idea what to expect. All I know is coming from a position of working with swings. That's all I have to go on. So I'm like, yes. In fact, I might call you when we do get up and running to be like, okay, girl, how do I stay organized as a swing and all the things? Because not everybody has swing brain. And obviously you know how to do that.
Hey, you know, it depends upon the day.
That's so real. I mean, there's times when I'm in one role and I go into the white room and I say the same lines every day at Beautiful, you know? Yeah. So I can only imagine.
We'll be right back right after the break.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
So, this is, you know, I want to talk about hair a little bit. I want to know a little bit about your hair journey and how you feel about things. And really, though, like, whether we're talking about hair or not, it really is about how we're showing up into the world. And I looked through some of your posts, and one of the things that you had mentioned, this was around the time of George Floyd and everything. And you were addressing, like, your take on things and how you felt about it. And you mentioned that you were done being, like, done performing, aka, like, being the happy black girl.
Yeah.
And I totally, that resonated with me so much because I get it. It's so.
Yeah.
What is that like for you, walking into a room, especially one that it's not like a black show? Have you felt in the past that you've had to change yourself at all to make sure that you're more palatable in certain rooms? Like, what is that for you?
You know, it's that's a hell of a question, but to answer it as simply as I can, for me, coming from the South, and, you know, really having grown up being told many things that young women are told when they are using their opinion or when they are fully steeped in how good they are. I grew up with, you're arrogant. I grew up with, I don't know if I'm allowed to curse, but you're a bitch, you're this, you're that. And, you know, when you get that type of dialogue both said to you and kind of felt, because you start questioning whether or not it's, there's some validity there. I started to try to be something that I thought would be more acceptable and I thought would keep me in the room longer. And the performative mask that I started to wear seemed as though it was what I needed to do in order to not only survive, but to be desirable. And I think, especially from the perspective of my non-minority or people of color friends, it became a more tactile way of putting me, us, as a Black young woman, especially at the beginning of my career. It became an easier way to put me in a box. And there was I was stopping I wasn't allowing myself to grow into the young woman that I needed to grow into and to fully learn and accept all of myself. So, you know, really at the beginning of pregnancy, a shift started to happen. Our world continues to unfold the way that it unfolded. And I couldn't lie anymore because I don't want for my kid to see what lying looks like, all to be accepted. I'm either going to be fully accepted or I'm not. Even in preparing for this interview today, I have my hair corn rolled up under my head wrap. And there was a part of me that was like, do I get on here with just my corn rolls? Like, do I do that? But because you're so beautiful, I just want to like step up to the plate. Do you dig what I'm saying?
Shut up. I'm done. I'm done with you.
You know, but I am who I am. You know, I am a flawed person who has nothing to hide. And I think by the time the summer hit, it was just, I was so exhausted. I was so exhausted trying to be something to survive and still not sure if that would give me the opportunity to survive. And then like a week later, there's Breonna Taylor. You know, it was just too much. So from that moment on, I kind of took on my version of the Alicia Keys and was like, I will show up how I want to show up when I show up. And I hope that it is embraced. And if it's not, hey man, I'll just keep doing the work.
Whew. I mean, I feel like we are all in this together. And first of all, congratulations on your baby. Mm. I think, oh, I'm so excited. And I'm just so excited for you. That is so awesome.
Thank you. Oh, she's pretty incredible.
That's so, and she looks beautiful. And I love that you're so conscious of like, I don't want a lot. Like I want her to grow up and feel that she can be honest with herself and in this world. And it, you know, she's looking to her mom. So that's such a great responsibility. And it's obvious that you don't take it lightly. Yeah. I do think that it is funny. And I don't know what this says, but you said that you have your cornrows under your head wrap, which is a bomb head wrap, by the way. And before this call, I also had cornrows in and I took mine out. Why? Both of us were like, we ain't gonna show up with our cornrows in.
You know, listen, when one has a beautiful meeting with Salisha, you pull up. You are beautiful and fierce. So I just wanted to be beautiful and fierce for you.
Well, you are beautiful. Yes. Oh my God. But like, I took out my furry cornrows.
You know what I'm gonna do? I don't know if this is a first or not. It doesn't matter if it is. I'm just gonna take it off because, you know, Like, look, like,
yes,
like she's giving you neckline. Okay. Like, here's the facce. Okay. I mean, if it makes you feel more comfortable, it was great. Like, I feel comfortable no matter what. Like,
yes. I have chills. Oh my goodness. This is going to be one that I'm going to have to use the video for. Cause a lot of them, I mostly just use the audio and I haven't done any much of anything with the videos yet. But this is like, it is so beautiful to just be like, and here I am. And here I am.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Like hey, hi, I'm Laquette.
Hi.
And I have quarantine. We're in a quarantine.
And you're gorge. And like literally, so do you do your own cornrows?
No. My mother-in-law does them. They're pretty.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I just tried doing mine for the first time this week, and they look so bad. But I'm gonna go in again. I don't have a comb.
Oh no, you gotta have a comb. You gotta have a comb. You gotta have a fine tooth comb with a pointy end on it, so you can like get the right part in.
Right, yeah. I'm like, yours look great, and I'm like over here finger parting. Oh, they were furry. They're so bad.
No.
No.
Oh. I'll get that fine tooth comb.
No, I gotta work on it.
We're gonna cut for a short ad break.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, I know that you don't have too much time, so I just want to ask a few more questions before you do have to go. What is your favorite when you're leaving the stage door, how do you leave the stage door? Do you throw a hat on, a wig on? Do you have your cornrows out, your wig prep?
It depends upon what season it is, okay? If I can keep it 100. If it's summertime, I generally will take my wig off and then I'll I have like water in a water bottle and then I'll pick my fro out.
Nice.
If I'm swinging a show, actually, if it is summertime, especially after a show, I generally will wig up because I am expecting to go out.
Nice.
But generally speaking, I'm a typical Broadway person. I'll probably throw on a head wrap, you know, baseball cap.
Yes.
And
we love,
you know,
we
like,
love.
And hit it back, keep the wig prep set so I'm ready for the second show. You know, I'm out of here. Yes.
And what's your wig prep? You might have different ones, but like, what's your favorite?
Yeah. Every show is a little different. When I swung Avenue Q, I really didn't have to do anything. My hair was in an afro, so I just put like a wig cap on and could go. And also I was playing Gary Coleman. So
nice.
I essentially
nice.
Didn't need to do anything with my hair. For Beautiful, I had just taken my hair extensions out. So my wig prep was a two-strand twist. Exactly what you would think, like just comb your hair out and then twist it. So head wraps and wigs were my go-to, both getting to the theater, leaving the theater, and in preparation, because I never knew when I would go on. But generally speaking, I just put a wig cap on and go. Like, that's the beauty of being a naturalista, because once it's flat, it's flat.
Yeah, right. And okay, as somebody who's never swung before, that's me, and asking you, when you are swinging, a show where there's a bunch of different, you know, bunch of different roles that you could have the option of going on for, do you live in your wig prep? Or if you were like, mid-show, you have to go on, Laquette.
Oh, no. I'm not that person. No. I don't do like panic very well. No. I generally will wake up expecting to go on, and then if I don't go on, I'm like, okay, fine, cool.
Got it.
So I'm always prepared. I go about my day as if that track is my track, and I'm warmed up, I'm wig prepped, it's as if I'm going on, and then I find out if I'm going on.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. One of my favorite swing moments was actually in Beautiful. We were in Toronto, and much like any other day, I was warmed up, ready to go for whatever track. And Aaron, oh gosh, I just forgot Aaron's last name.
Press? No, oh, Aaron Clemens.
Thank you, Clemens. Aaron Clemens was calling out like mid-show.
Shoot.
Two Strand Twist was ready to go. Literally, I took off head wrap just like I did here. Face was already beat. I was in costume in 2 minutes backstage. Let's go on. Like I have to be there in order to be a swing. Wow. Otherwise, I don't swing. I don't.
Okay. I'm so glad I'm asking you this, because the last person I asked was Aisha, and Aisha was like, oh no. Like, she has the opposite. So I'm like, okay, I've got two different polar like pieces of advice. She's like, I will wear my hair how I want to wear my hair. And you're like, I need to be ready so that I feel emotionally like ready to go on. I'm like, I wonder where I will fall on this spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly,
I don't know.
If I'm being totally honest with you, it takes like 3 to 4 times of swinging before you're like, oh, this is what kind of swing I am, which is also what sucks about being a swing.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just give yourself grace.
Okay. Okay. I have another question. What's been your favorite way to wear your hair during this pandemic?
Corn rolls. When you have a baby, they're constantly grabbing, or at least mine is, because she's the most active child ever. So for me, keeping it away from grabbable hands, or if she does grab, like it's not gonna like rip out my hair. So this has been my go-to. This and 2 strand twists. Easy wake up, go, 4 o'clock in the morning, I can be fully present. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm fully present. It's low maintenance.
Got it. And for those who are listening who might not know, and you did explain this a little bit, when you say 2 strand twists, is that connected to your head, like a cornrow with a twist, or is it just like a twist out?
A 2 strand twist is literally like combing your hair and then taking like a little section. Let's see if I could do it better over here. So if I combed out my hair and this was here, then I would twist it. Got and it. Then I would put some gel over top of it so it locks together.
Ooh.
A little bit of like hair moisturizing, and it locks together, and then I can just go.
Glad I asked, yeah. Because yeah. I've never put gel on top of mine.
Oh, yeah.
And I never call them 2 strand twists. I just call it a twist out. So I'm like, okay.
Well, a twist out and the 2 strand twists, those are two different things. So the twist out is when it's similar. If you use this video, the a twist out is when it twists to your scalp. A 2 strand twist is when you comb your hair out and then you twist it just like how I showed you. So the twist out is so you can have it like full and beautiful. A 2 strand twist is to keep it like loose and free.
Girl, I've been using the wrong terminology for the last 2 months. But this is why I have this podcast, because I am like so diving into everything natural hair, but I don't have all the answers. And I'm like literally gathering all of my black queens, my naturalistas, and be like, what do you do?
Yeah.
What is that called?
Yeah.
What does that mean? How does that look on you? What are your tricks?
Right. Like,
because I don't know.
We've all had this hair our entire lives, but you know, in the midst of us all assimilating, we all don't really know how to do it. So we all are, you know, borrowing and being inspired by each other as we all go on this journey of embracing who we are. So that makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense.
I mean, you really said it right. I'm like, I can tell you how to straighten your hair in many different ways. You want chemicals, you don't want chemicals. You want low heat, you want high heat. I can tell you how to straighten your hair and how to take care of it and how to make it last.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the our texture, the way it grows out of our head, it's like a baby, like starting from freaking scratch.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. If I could be so honest with you, friend, washing my daughter's hair is my favorite part of motherhood right now. I love getting the shampoo, her black girl shampoo. I love like seeing it lather. I love getting her little baby detangling brush and combing it through. I love seeing the little sparkles that happen when you wash it out. Like it's the most proud I've ever been in doing her hair. It's so, I don't think I've ever understood that type of bond until I combed out my kid's hair. It's pretty rad. It's pretty rad.
That is so beautiful. Do you think that you'll, do you think, and it's okay if she, if not, you are the mom and you get to do you whatever. Do you think that you will have her wear her natural hair as she grows up?
Fuck yeah.
I'm not trying to put anybody in a box. That's all. That's all.
Do you, boo boo. Okay. Okay. Do you. Now, I will say she's got two different mamas, you know. We like to keep it tight. Just because I'm natural don't mean it's not going to be tight. Okay. We're walking out of the house and we're here. You dig what I'm saying?
And we're here.
And we're here. All right. We'll polish, we'll pull together. Hello. But it's up to her. You know, anything outside of that, if she decides she wants to put chemicals in her hair, baby girl, this is your life. I just brought you here. I'm gonna show you the buffet and then you choose what you put on your plate. But it's going to be tight.
I love that. I cannot wait to see the next generation of like the kids now, because I feel like we are a generation of like, okay, let's figure out what's on our head. Because so many, I mean, I grew up straightening my hair all the time. And now it's kind of like, I don't want to do that. It's not a bad thing if somebody wants to do that. We are versatile. We are beautiful. Like black women, we can wear our hair however we want. Excellent. But it's nice to like figure out how to love our hair the way it grows out of our head.
So true. So true.
Okay, it's 12:40. I'm out 3:40 in on the East Coast. I do want to let you go. I just want to say that I'm so grateful for you, LaQuette. And I remember there was a day when I was in Beautiful on Broadway and I was having a not good day. And you were on speakerphone for one of the girls. And you just spoke into my life. You were like listing off all these things that I'm like, oh my gosh, Salisha, wake up and be grateful. And it really changed my whole day.
Oh.
It did. It really did. And so I just want to say thank you. And thank you for being my friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Hey. Hey. And before I let you go, in the spirit of Thanksgiving coming up, what are you the most grateful for? I mean, you just touched on a couple awesome things, but what are you grateful for today in this season?
My health, my family, my ability to evolve.
Right. And with that, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Ah, LaQuette is a whole vibe. I'm so glad I got the opportunity to sit down with her and talk to her and all of the things. Please give her some love. Follow her on Instagram at Mrs. LaQuette. Ah, love you, girl. Shout out to Colin Tabor for editing this episode. Love you, Colin. Shout out to the Broadway Podcast Network. You guys are awesome. Thank you for producing this podcast. Shout out to Wilton Music for producing the theme song, Love COD, sung by yours truly. And shout out to all y'all for listening, you guys. Thank you so much for just supporting and subscribing and continue to tell a friend. And also drop me a note, slip into my DMs at Salisha Thomas on Instagram and let me know what you think or what you want to hear or who you want to hear from. So much love for you. Ah. Oh. I'll see you next week. This is Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Salisha Thomas.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.